Hi everybody, it's Barry here from Turning the Page, and just want to say another big thank you for stopping by to watch or listen to my latest blog post that I read out and I share with you either via my email list or on turningthepage.info, or maybe like even listening to this, but wherever you are, welcome. And today's topic is about detachment, and you know, anxiety can make you really want to control, but what I've found is that learning to detach can really bring a new sense of peace. And perhaps you care too much and it's actually time to let go. You know, I knew someone that, you know, she was holding on so tightly, you know, too tightly. It was care, it was love, but in that embrace she was actually suffocating the life out of the other person and destroying a sense of peace in herself. She was not allowing the other to find their way through the pains of growth. I know what it's like, you know, you can become so emotionally attached to someone that they are glued to your soul. In a good sense, it's love, but on the dark side, it can lead to control, manipulation, anxiety, worry and fear. Yeah, you see their warts, everyone's got them, and you want to fix them, or rescue them or save them. You know, a heartbeat of anxiety pounds within your head and worry flows around you. You're consumed by it, but you know there's nothing you can do. You've tried to control, manipulate and bribe compliance, but the more you do this, the greater the anxiety grows. You try to take power over the situation, but only backfires in your face. I've noticed that in these times of fear that a quiet invitation to detach can come, to let go of what you've been grasping onto. I think the best way I can describe this healthy form of detachment, it might be in two metaphors and a parable. I see I often see this image of like the Apollo rocket and its vehicle detaching. And joined through the airlock, you know, there was a free flow of people and supplies, but there comes a time when they have to detach and one lets the other one go. It's quiet and seamless, and the other may not even know there has been a detachment, but there is a knowing that there will be a return. I see myself letting go of that person and those problems. What about this example? Two dancers joined together, hand to hand, eye to eye, waist to waist, and there's a closeness, a connection. But then comes a moment when one dancer is released to perform another movement, and there's a healthy detachment with the hope of a return. And then there's the prodigal son story, the parable, and it's a story, you know, with many, many different layers of a son coming to his father wanting his inheritance, and the loving father releasing him, detaching, letting him go. You know, there's a hope of return in the father, but it's not certain. And the father's not, but see, the point is the father's not dependent on the son's approval or love for him to have peace. The father hopes and looks for the son to learn something about his very loving and secure nature, but he's not reliant on it. You know, the son goes off and enters a type of darkness so that he can return to the light and the presence of his father. You know, healthy detachment comes with love for the other and yourself. You realize that holding on is not helping them learn, and it's not helping you find peace either. You're protecting them is not allowing them to learn from the natural consequences. And unhealthy detachment comes with selfishness. You know, it's all about you and getting your needs met your way. You have no concern for them at all. It's the opposite of love. It's actually indifference. One of my favorite quotes is by G.K. Chesterton, and he said, "Poets do not go mad, but chess players do. Mathematicians go mad and cashiers, but creative artists very seldom. I'm not, as will be seen, in any sense attacking logic. I only saw that this danger does lie in logic, not imagination." What he's saying is that if you live your life like a chess player, where you're trying to control all the pieces and manipulate an outcome, then it's going to be very stressful and anxiety forming. Whereas a poet Well, he finds creative freedom. Well, she finds creative freedom by being attached to the imagination. Look, detaching requires wisdom. It's a knowing that it's going to be okay on the other side. And this knowing is discovered through practice. The more you learn to let go, the greater you learn that you'll be okay, that someone greater is still holding your hand. Theologian Reinhold Niebuhr wrote the Serenity Prayer, and this is like a prayer of release and detachment. It's a prayer you might like to pray whenever those feelings of anxiety come up. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Anxiety can make you want to control, but learning to detach can bring some peace. Perhaps you care too much, and it's time to let go. Here's some quotes for you to think about. If some problems have no adequate explanations, and never will have, then we must come to grips with confusion and learn to live in mystery. Larry Crabb. David Dell, don't try to change others. Work on yourself instead. Your response to others is always your responsibility, and the right response ensures respect all around. And Hillel the Elder, if I'm not for myself, who is for me? And being for my own self, when am I? And if not now, when? And here's one from my favourite musician, Bruce Cockburn. I've got this thing in my heart I must give you today. It only lives when you give it away. A couple of questions. Number one, what feelings emerge when you consider letting go and detaching? Number two, who is in control? Three, are you more a chess player or more a poet? Hey, I hope you found this helpful, and I just bring these each week and hope that it resonates with some people out there and it helps them in their mental health and their thinking and their relationships. If you'd like to email me, my name is Barry, and my email address is barry@turningthepage.info. You can find out more on my website, turningthepage.info. And if you want to support me in what I'm doing, you know, through Patreon or donations or anything like that, that's really helpful because it just helps to pay for some costs and also for me to save towards some projects that I'm hoping to do. Hey, and if you want to learn more about supporting us, it's turningthepage.info/support. And we'll see you next week, and I hope you have a good week detaching. Okay, bye.